Bapakku yaitu pemadam kebakaran.
My dad is a firefighter.
Dheweke mbantu wong saben dino.
He helps people every day.
Dheweke nyopir truk abang gede.
He drives a big red truck.
Truk duweni sirine banter.
The truck has a loud siren.
Aku tresno kanggo ndeleng dheweke ing seragam.
I love to see him in his uniform.
Dheweke nyelamet urip nalika ana geni.
He saves lives when there is a fire.
Aku aran aman nalika aku karo dheweke.
I feel safe when I am with him.
Dheweke mulang aku babagan keamanan geni.
He teaches me about fire safety.
Aku pengin dadi kaya dheweke.
I want to be like him.
Dheweke iku pahlawan kula.
He is my hero.
Aku bangga marang dheweke.
I am proud of him.
Iku minangka dina cerah ing taman.
It was a sunny day in the park.
Lucy lan Tom padha seneng babagan lomba.
Lucy and Tom were excited about the race.
Dheweke ndeleng sawijining tondo gedhe sing kaya mangkene, gabung menyang kesenengan.
They saw a big sign that said, "Join the fun."
Lucy sorak-sorak lan Tom mesem.
Lucy cheered and Tom smiled.
Dheweke ketemu kancane ing garis pungkasan.
They met their friends at the finish line.
Dheweke kerja bareng minangka tim.
They worked together as a team.
Lucy lan Tom mlaku cepet.
Lucy and Tom ran fast.
Dheweke nulungi siji liyane kanggo rampung.
They helped each other to finish.
Kraon rame nyorong kanggo dheweke.
The crowd cheered for them.
Ing pungkasan, dheweke menang balapan.
At the end, they won the race.
Lucy lan Tom banget seneng.
Lucy and Tom were very happy.
Dheweke sinau menawa kerja tim iku penting.
They learned that teamwork is important.
Saiki dheweke tresno lari bebarengan.
Now they love running together.
Jumat pungkasan, sekumpulan siswa lunga ing kunjungan sekolah.
Last Friday, a group of students went on a school trip.
Dheweke ngunjungi Museum Sains Rumiyin Riin.
They visited the science museum first.
Ing museum, dheweke sinau babagan ruang.
At the museum, they learned about space.
Pandu guru nerangake fakta sing menarik.
The guide explained interesting facts.
Sawise kuwi, dheweke duwe dhaharan ing restoran cedhak.
After that, they had lunch at a nearby restaurant.
Dewa seneng pizza lan salad.
They enjoyed pizza and salads.
Sawis nedo, dheweke njelajah taman kutha.
After lunch, they explored the city park.
Dheweke njupuk akeh gambar kembang sing endah.
They took many pictures of beautiful flowers.
Cuaca iku cerah lan anget ing dina kuwi.
The weather was sunny and warm that day.
Pungkas, dheweke bali menyang sekolah nganggo bis.
Finally, they returned to school by bus.
Dheweke ngobrol babagan momen favorit.
They talked about their favorite moments.
Iku sawijining dina sing ora bakal dilalekake ning wong.
It was a day they would never forget.
Sabat Lazarus dirayakake dening akeh komunitas Kristen.
Lazarus Saturday is celebrated by many Christian communities.
Iku nandhakake wiwitan Minggu Suci ing tradisi Ortodoks Wétan.
It marks the beginning of Holy Week in the Eastern Orthodox tradition.
Ing dina iki, wong-wong kumpul kanggo ngelingi angkatane Lazarus saka sing mati.
On this day, people gather to remember the raising of Lazarus from the dead.
Acara iki asring ditandani dening gawe palem salib.
This event is often marked by the making of palm crosses.
Keluarga ngumpul kanggo nyiapake panganan khusus kanggo dino.
Families come together to prepare special foods for the day.
Ing sawetara kabudayan, bocah-bocah mlaku lawang menyang lawang nyanyi himne.
In some cultures, children go door to door singing hymns.
Dheweke ngumpulake panganan lan seneng suasana perayaan.
They collect treats and enjoy the festive atmosphere.
Sawijining wong ugi melu layanan gereja khusus.
Some people also participate in special church services.
Refleksi ing Lazarus nyarit inspirasi harapan lan pembaruan.
The reflections on Lazarus' story inspire hope and renewal.
Sakap, Sabtu Lazarus iku dino sing kebak kabungahan lan semangat komunitas.
Overall, Lazarus Saturday is a day filled with joy and community spirit.
Ing pangejan gersang sesarat, siji ngetokake sakumpulan artefak kuno sing revolusi pangerten kita babagan peradaban awal.
In the arid landscape of the Middle East, a dig unearthed a trove of ancient artifacts that revolutionized our understanding of early civilizations.
Ana wektune ana saking kawruh ning Tulus sing tak prugel nganjual, sing kagandane mangdo ambo-ambo hoblingi.
Among the discoveries was a remarkably preserved skeleton that belonged to a long-lost hominin species.
Penemuan sing gumunake iki nyurung para ilmuwan kanggo ngulang maneh garis wektu evolusi manungsa, menehi saran luwih komplek hubungan antarane hominin awal.
This astonishing find prompted scientists to re-evaluate the timeline of human evolution, suggesting a much more complex relationship among early hominins.
Nalika penggalian diterusake, artefak tambahan wiwit mbukak kompleksitas praktik budaya sing sadurunge dianggep primitif.
As the excavation continued, additional artifacts began to reveal the complexity of cultural practices previously thought to be primitive.
Siji conto sing nyenengake yaiku penemuan grabah rinci, sing nampilake desain sing durung tau katon ing daerah kasebut.
One striking example was the discovery of intricate pottery, which exhibited designs previously unseen in the region.
Peneliti sing seneng wiwit kolaborasi, bareng-bareng nuduhake wawasan lan hipotesis sing bisa mbentuk maneh pangerten kita babagan masa lalu.
Excited researchers began to collaborate, sharing insights and hypotheses that could reshape our comprehension of the past.
Liwat pendekatan interdisipliner, teori anyar muncul, nyorotake pangerten kita babagan masyarakat kuno lan struktur sosial sing rumit.
Through interdisciplinary approaches, new theories emerged, illuminating our understanding of ancient societies and their intricate social structures.
Implikasi temuan-temuan iki banget gawe sejarawan mikir maneh asumsi-asumsi sing wis suwe dipegang babagan kehidupan para leluhur kita.
The implications of these findings were profound, compelling historians to reconsider long-held assumptions about our ancestors' lives.
Pungkasane, usaha arkeologi iki ora mung sinarakan masa lalu kita nanging uga gawe karpet sugih bab cerita sing terus berkembang.
Ultimately, these archaeological endeavors have not only illuminated our past but have also created a rich tapestry of stories that continue to unfold.
Ing taun-taun pungkasan, industri kreatif wis ngalami transformasi sing jero.
In recent years, the creative industries have undergone a profound transformation.
Perubahan iki kanthi gedhe digandhengake karo kemajuan teknologi sing cepet.
This shift is largely attributed to rapid technological advancements.
Minangka wates tradisional bubar, kesempatan kolaborasi muncul.
As traditional boundaries dissolve, opportunities for collaboration emerge.
Inovasi ora maneh diwatesi marang sektor tartamtu. Iku nyebar kabeh lapangan kreatif.
Innovation is no longer limited to specific sectors, it permeates all creative fields.
Pengaruh evolusi iki jelas katon ing macam-macam bentuk ekspresi.
The impact of this evolution is evident in various forms of expression.
Soko seni-seni digital nganti pengalaman imersive, kreativitas ora ono watesan.
From digital art to immersive experiences, creativity knows no bounds.
Nalika masyarakat nampa owah-owahan iki, iku ngasilake budaya inovasi.
As society embraces these changes, it fosters a culture of innovation.
Kanthi saben gagasan anyar, masa depan katon luwih cerah lan luwih gampang diakses.
With every new idea, the future seems brighter and more accessible.